Good evening, Viking Nation. Loud High Football is on the air. I'm Wes James, the voice of the Vikings, and this is the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Loudoun County's Countdown to Football pregame show. Tonight's matchup is between our Vikings and the Titans of Drew High School out of Riverdale, Georgia. Last week, the Vikings picked up a very impressive win over Plant High, Tampa, Florida. Loudoun's got on the scoreboard first with a 36-yard field goal by senior Nick Hart, but with only a minute and 3 seconds left before the half, Plant ran a student body right sweep, and our corner bit on the run and left the wide out open, and the tailback, Mr. Jordan for Plant, stopped and threw a 76-yard bomb for a touchdown to give Plant a 7-3 lead at halftime. Neither team scored in the third period, but in the fourth quarter, Will Solomon kicked a 33-yard field goal to cut the score to 7-6. On the very next series, Plant had to punt, and the ball went over the punter's head, and Brian Bell fell on it in the end zone to make the score 12. I just messed up my whole score. Taylor turned and looked at me, and I thought, anyway. Then we ran a two-point conversion, and it made it 14-7, the Vikings. Plant quarterback Rick Culpepper then drove the Panthers down the field, and they scored on a 23-yard touchdown pass to tie it up at 14, and then came the Brian Bell show. Brian, 8 carries for 39 yards, the last being a 3-yard touchdown run to give the Vikings a score and a 20-14 win over a top-rated opponent. Tonight, our 2-0 Vikings host the 1-0 Titans. Look for the Titans to run a spread offense with the quarterback making most of the carries. Region standings look like this. Camden, Colquitt, Lee, Tipp, Valdosta, and Lowndes all are 2-0. Tonight, Camden hosts Glenn. Colquitt hosts Crisp. Lee is home versus Worth. Tipped is home versus Luella. Valdosta home versus Swainsboro. And, of course, the Drew Titans are here at Lowndes High School. Other areas, Berrien 0-1 at Cook County. Brooks 1-1 is at Madison. Clinch is off tonight. Lanier 0-2 there at Wheeler. Coffee is off next week, that big matchup with Ware County. Valwood 1-1 is home versus North Florida Christian. And Valdosta State opens their 2014 season at home tomorrow when Albany State comes calling. Let's take our first break on the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Loudoun County's Countdown to Kickoff pregame show. When we come back, it'll be off to Martin Stadium and Bill Osborne and the rest of the Viking Voice crew. We'll take a 6-minute break. You're listening to Loudoun High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome into the Commercial Banking Company press box. You are listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau of Loudoun County Countdown to Kickoff. I'm your host for the pregame show tonight, Bill Osborne, along with Taylor Biddle, and down on the field will be Marty Rogers, as we are going to bring you all of the game, pregame information, get you set for this game against the Drew High Titans. As we look down there, just their kickers on the field right now is the only one out there warming up. Our Vikings are all out there on the field. Taylor, welcome up to the press box.
Thanks, Bill. A little different night tonight. We don't have a pregame game going on before our pregame, so we're a little less distracted. It is rather amenable weather right now as far as temperature goes. There is some maybe some rain coming, so if you're on your way to the game, please make sure to dress appropriately. And, you know, it's going to be a good ball game tonight, Bill.
Yeah, you're our resident weatherman, so go ahead and give us the weather, because it really has looked ominous most of this last hour.
Yeah, it's cloudy everywhere about around us except over the stadium. Back towards the mall, there's some pretty dark clouds. No lightning has been seen yet. We're looking out at the lightning monitor. Nothing is really going on there with that. I was down in the field a little bit earlier. There was some sprinkles, so it is not raining now, but you know, it may be something to watch for if you're heading in to the game tonight to bring the appropriate gear for weather.
Yeah, of course, maybe bring a poncho or something like that. Of course, umbrella's not allowed in the stadium, so yeah, grab a poncho maybe. But I really do think, as I was looking at the radar earlier, there is a lot of rain south of us, down Clyatteville, that area, Lake Park, but it seems to be moving very slowly, but moving towards the west, towards the coast, and not really coming north. Now, there's a small little spattering of radar around us, but it's very small. But the big stuff seems to be south of us and heading west. So I do think we'll get this game in without any real rain. Lightning could be the issue, as we have seen a few distant, and I mean very distant, flashes. But, again, the lightning detector there on top of the field house, not much up there has happened. No light's gone off. No sound has gone off. So right now, that's good news. as I look down on the field. I'm not sure if Marty's made it down there to the field. Yeah, he is. Let's get Marty's take on how things are going down on the field.
Guys, so far so good. It actually feels a lot better than it has the last 2 weeks. With the weather around us, we've got a bit of a breeze out here on the field. And of course, no sun like we've had the beginning of each game the last few weeks. So much cooler. I think that'll actually play to our favor. We've actually been probably the better shaped team in each of our games, but we've wore down. We've been tired as well. So it'll be nice to come out tonight and hopefully get four good quarters in.
It has, and you know, we talk about the cool weather. It's not football weather, but it's cooler, and it's for South Georgia. It is. But it's still humid out here, and you've got to still be careful of cramps, things like that. And if you're not conditioning yourself through the week, it can catch up to you in a game like this when you've gotten just a little bit of weather that is not a whole lot, but it's just enough that there's enough humidity in the air that it can be a problem for you. As I'm looking forward to a great game tonight.
Absolutely, one thing you think about too, and it's shown its head the last couple of weeks, is depth. You know, depth, when we talk about the running back position, Brian Bell coming in on the last series last week, that was depth, I think, showing his ability.
Fresh legs.
On the offensive side of the ball, he played almost every snap on the defensive side, but from the offensive side of the ball, fresh set of legs coming in. And that really can help you in weather like this, where you've got depth, got three or four different guys to play different positions. It really helps a lot.
On the Randy McPherson coaches show Tuesday, what did he tell us? He said, you know, once he got through that line and saw he could get through it, it didn't matter if he was dead tired.
Yeah.
And these guys were fired up. The offensive line was fired up.
That's right.
He was. Everybody was. There was nothing going to stop that team once they realized they could get through the defense the way they could.
That's right. That's right. I agree with that. Drew is a school from Riverdale,
right.
Clayton County School. It is a 5A school. They've got about 1,600 students, so there is a pretty big discrepancy there. And you'll see it on the field tonight. Only about 50 guys on their roster. They've made their way out onto the field. It could be just some of the skill positions, but it looks like a pretty small team that they bring down here with them. So, that's going to play into this ball game tonight as well.
Yeah, and we saw only two school buses, so, yeah, it probably is relatively small in number, but as we'll look in just a little while as we start looking at the players, they're not small in size.
Yeah, and you can't, you know, Newton was a small school last year, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, you cannot overlook anybody. We came off a big game last week, a big win for this program. You don't want that letdown game. That's the one thing that after a big emotion, we talk about it after every Wintersville game, after every, you know, Coffee County game, things like that. A big game opens up to the possibility of you having a letdown game the next week. So we can't have that happen tonight.
Yeah.
Or we'll have another Newton.
Yeah, exactly. Marty, as we're talking about, getting geared up for tonight's game, what are your thoughts on a 5A team coming in to play a 6A and how that actually, the chemistry of that works out?
Well, guys, I'll say this about them. I think for a new program like Drew, they started in 2009. I believe they played their first full region schedule in 2010 or 11. It's great for them to come up and play and see what some top-level competition is. And I think we're top-level competition. And I think this atmosphere for them, it's a great experience for these kids. It helps build their program some, give them something to look forward to during the summer. But it helps us tremendously too, guys, because I'm telling you, don't take these boys lightly, because they have some athletes. I've been talking to their coaches. They say the only thing is if they could just take their kids and if they knew the fundamentals like we knew, they feel like they could actually play with us all day, every day. These coaches know they have some athletes, and they do. You watch them, they just hit the field. They're big. They're fast. So it's a good game for both of us, and it's a good game for us to stay focused after last week. We're not coming in there and playing a single A or double A. It's still a 5A school with a lot of athletes, and it teaches us that, like Randy has said all week, we have to get better each and every week. He said the winner of this region is going to be the team that gets better each and every week, that nobody playing like they are now is going to win the region. They have to get better. So it's a good test for us. It's not Plant. It's not a state-ranked, nationally-ranked team, but it's a team with a lot of athletes that'll beat you. And all you got to do is look back to last year to know that.
That's
absolutely
right,
Marty. Thank you. And Marty did mention a lot of the comments Coach Mack made. They were in the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, which, Bill, we are set in stone, ready to go next week at the Mill Pizza Buffet over there in Remington. We will kick that show off at 6:45. Come, real, real reasonably priced food. It's going to be a great atmosphere at the Lowndes High Random Fishing Coach Show on 99.5 Kids Country.
Yeah, and I tell you, bring your younger kids as well. There's arcade games. It really is a great family atmosphere. Pizza buffet. You can't go wrong with pizza buffet. I mean, it's just everybody's going to get what they want. Speaking of food, we got to kind of transition into as well and thank Chick-fil-A. Both Chick-fil-A's on St. Augustine Road and Inner Perimeter. Kenneth White and Charlie Cruz, both owner-operators of those, for what they do for Lowndes football. Kenneth White provides a meal for us on Thursday for a production meeting, and then Charlie does the nugget tray that we have up here in the press box. Thanks to you guys for all your support. Get by and thank those folks at Chick-fil-A. We're going to take about a five-minute break here. When we come back, we'll start looking into the impact players tonight. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Is Marty ready? Yeah, let's go. Before we take that break, let's go down to the field and get Marty's interview, and we'll head down there now.
Guys, I do. I'm standing here with Coach Darwin Lyles. Of course, we appreciate him taking a minute to speak with us, but he's got an active free game, so we thought we'd go ahead and grab him. But, Coach Lyles, this is, as we were just talking about, this is your first year as the head coach here at Drew. But you've been the defense coordinator since they opened. Tell us a little bit about your team, and what are your expectations for this year?
We're a very young team. We've got a couple guys that are going to compete, you know, on the next level, and we're just trying to continue to build some tradition and establish some new ones, you know, at Drew High School, with the school being relatively new. This is only our fourth full year playing a varsity schedule, so we're still pretty new in reference to the region competition.
Well, Coach, you mentioned you got some athletes, you got some young kids, but you're led by, on offense, you're led by a running back that's actually a very good athlete. I know last year he had almost 1,000 yards rushing. He also participated in the Rising Seniors Bowl last year. So, that's number one, Marquise Terry. But talk to us a little bit about that young man, how special the talent is he, and who are some of the other players to watch on offense?
Well, Marquez does everything for us. He's a four-year starter. He's been starting since he was a freshman. So he's got a lot of experience under his belt, and we depend very heavily on his contribution each week. Our quarterback, Joseph Newman, who's a junior, who's going to give us a great opportunity to be successful this season and even into next. Have some new players, as I mentioned, very inexperienced, Kahari Richards, Bryson Duckworth, Donye Vaughn, some linemen, Richard Fawazi, that's going to contribute and help us out this year, Shamarius Gilmore on offense. Defensively, we got a few guys returning. Jalal Neal, he's a junior this year. This will be his third year starting. So we're looking for his leadership and contribution that he'll give us on defense.
Well, Coach, we know you got started last week with a victory. Of course, you had a scrimmage with Lovejoy that you came out of losing in, but you scored a good bit of points against them, and they got a very talented team. And then you're coming down here and you're taking on Lowndes on a long road trip. How does starting off with Well, 6A teams like Lovejoy and Lowndes, how does that help your program, and how does that help you down the stretch?
Well, you know the old saying, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So, you know, let's line them up, let's play and see what happens.
Coach, we appreciate you taking time to talk with us. Good luck the rest of the season. Thank you.
Marty, thank you for that tradition scoring coach's interview. He will maybe get over there and get Coach Mack here in a little bit, but before he does that, we're going to take a three-minute break here on the Countdown to Kickoff. You're listening to Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. You are listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County Countdown to Kickoff as we are getting you set for tonight's game between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Titans of Drew High School out of Clayton County. And I tell you, it's going to be a great football game tonight here at Martin Stadium. The crowd's already starting to come in, and looking forward to a great night of football. Let's go ahead and start talking about our Traditions Flooring impact players for tonight's game.
Yeah, I want to start tonight on the offensive side of the ball for the Drew Titans. As Marty said with his interview with Coach, they're going to have some athletes. You know, some of the skill positions I think are going to be key for them tonight. I got to focus on number 7, Joseph Newman. He is their quarterback. He's only a junior, 5'10", 160 pounds. He's getting some recruiting buzz on some of the sites I was able to find out. Not much information on Drew, like we said, so bear with us a little bit. It is a newer school. A lot of public information isn't quite out there yet on him, and it's early in the season. But this kid does run a 4.5 40.
Wow.
And their quarterback, a little bit of a dual threat. I think they're going to pass on us a little bit tonight. But when the pocket might collapse, he can get out of the pocket and run. And we know what happens sometimes when we get a quarterback that can run. You know, those cornerbacks like to bite up, you know, dump over the top. We've seen that happen to us a couple times. He is my tradition scoring impact player tonight for the Drew Titans.
My tradition for an impact player, guys, on the Drew Titans offense is going to be number one, Marquez Terry. That's their running back. You heard Coach say that he's a four-year starter. Last year he had almost 1,000 yards rushing. He actually had 936, 14 touchdowns. He also can get out of the backfield, catch the ball. He's a truly talented athlete. I've watched him warm up a little bit, and the kid looks like he's fast. He looks strong. I really look to see us tonight, see how hard, you know, how hard of a time we have bringing him down. But number one for them, Marquez Terry, is my tradition scoring impact player for their offense.
Well, I tell you, as I was looking down this offense, and again, like, not with a lot of information, but this is a team that will run from the sweep. They like the jet sweep. They will throw the ball. But their wide receiver, number three, Kahari Richards, I saw several film clips of him that from that wide receiver position comes on a jet sweep, comes around. I saw him run a reverse that way as well. So this is a guy that will run fast on you, likes to try and get outside. So it's going to really be imperative for our corners to come up and really help support the run tonight.
Absolutely, Bill. Flipping over to the other side of the ball for the Lone Tie Vikings on defense, trying to defend that Drew Titan offense. I'm going to go with number seven, Jalen Marable. He is a DB for us. He's been all over the field. You hear his name a lot being called. 6 foot, 170-pound senior, one of the leaders that we look up to on this team. He's played in both games. He's had 9 tackles. 2 of those were for loss. He had 1 pass breakup and has been very instrumental on that defensive side of the ball tonight. Marty likes to take the corners. I think the safety position sometimes when you got a team that's passing can be even more important than the corners. And, you know, Jalen's going to have a huge game for us tonight on the defensive side of the ball for a team that's going to try to pass on us a good bit. Jalen Marable is my tradition scoring impact player tonight for the Lone Tie Viking defense.
I'm going with Corvion White. Corvion is a senior. He's number 30. Corvion has played nose guard, tackle, end. He's been all up and down the defensive line for us. We heard Coach McPherson talk about him in the Randy McPherson Coaching Show Tuesday night about how his speed poses some challenges for the opposing offensive line. Corvion's not a real big guy, but he definitely is quick. He gets off blocks, and he's also very, very strong. He plays very tough for his size. So far this year, he's only had 5 tackles, but he's had 2.5 tackles for loss. He's also had 2 sacks, and I think both of those came in the last game. So he's really getting going, and he's had 1 forced fumble. But Corvion's really the one who makes the defense go for us. He is the one up front, makes a lot of plays, but he also ties up a lot of blockers to allow Brian Bell and Nate Brantley's in the world to make the tackles behind him. So tonight, I'm looking for Corvion to have a big night. He's my tradition scoring impact player for the Viking defense.
Well, Marty, that's a great transition into my impact player for tonight for the Lone Tie defense, and that's number 10, Nate Brantley. Nate's had about 6 solo tackles on the season, and it's because of guys like Corvion White and that defensive line that allow these guys to get in there and make some great tackles. So my traditions flooring impact player of the game for tonight for the Lone Tie defense will be number 10, Nate Brantley, and we'll keep an eye on Marty. Just as you need to, Marty, let us know.
All right, flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for the Lone Tie Vikings. I'm going to take a position. Now, a couple different people play this position. One of them is injured tonight. Ahmad Sneed is on the sideline still with that sprained knee. I'm going to go with our fullbacks, Bill. Whether it's Louis Regal, Nate Brantley, or Brian Bell, these guys are getting it done at the fullback position. Louis Regal had 10 carries for 57 yards on the season. He's averaging about 6 yards per carry. His longest was 20. Brian Bell, of course, had the great game last week. He had 8 carries for 38 yards. He had 2 touchdowns from that position. Well, not from that position. He had 1 touchdown. He had 1 recovery in the end zone. Looks like we do have just 1 second. I think Marty may have Coach Mack.
No, we'll
never
go
mind.
Ahead.
All right, and then Nate Brantley, one of your impact players on defense. I'm going to take him on offense as well. It's that fullback position. He's had 4 carries on the season, but I expect Nate to get a lot of carries with Ahmad Sneed being injured. So I'm going with the fullback position tonight for Lone Tie Vikings. That is my tradition scoring impact player tonight on the offensive side of the ball for Lone Tie Vikings.
Guys, I'm going to go with our quarterback. We haven't really thrown it a whole lot so far this year. We all know we don't throw it a whole lot, but I think tonight we're going to work on it some. We're really going to need that down the stretch. you see us a lot of times in early games that we get that one or two games where the coaches just say, okay, we're going to work on it a little bit this week more than normal. And I think tonight may be that. It may not be first series. We may try to stick with our base stuff till we get a touchdown lead or so. Hopefully we can get a touchdown lead. But I really think you might see us open it up and try to throw a little bit. Of course, we have two quarterbacks. Number two, Austin Dixon, 4 of 11 for 43 yards on the season. And look, Xavier Patterson, he's number three. He's only a junior, but he's 7 of 12 for 39 yards so far this season. But Xavier also has carried the ball 12 times for 35 yards. And we know after watching Norcross, well, Xavier can take it to the house at any point running the ball. So I want to watch our quarterbacks tonight. I really think they step up tonight. I wouldn't be surprised to see Xavier play a little bit more than Austin, but I think that our quarterback tonight will have a big night for the Lionside Vikings, and they're my tradition flooring impact players for the Viking offense.
Well, not to break kind of tradition, I'm going to look at a position as well tonight, but two guys mostly hold that down, and that's the tight end. Number 9, Gabe Neighbors, and number 1, Justin Fuller. These are two guys that not only do they block with the offensive line and do a tremendous job, they do get an opportunity to catch the ball. I think that if we're going to try to throw the ball tonight, we're going to try and do it safely in a lot of cases, and that's where you start looking for Gabe Neighbors and Justin Fuller. It's a check down for the quarterback most of the time, but in this offense, a lot of times, that is your first choice as well. So I really think those two guys have a big night tonight, not only in their blocking, but what they do with the ball, that if we do decide to throw it, you're going to see one of those guys make a catch tonight. So my tradition flooring impact player is going to be number 9, Gabe Neighbors, and number 1, Justin Fuller.
Flipping over to the other side of the ball for the for the Drew High Titans on defense. I'm going to go with a unique pick here. It's not a cocky pick or a conceited pick here, but the kicker for Drew High is going to have to be an impact tonight. It could be either a positive impact or negative impact. I got a feeling with their depth, they're going to be kicking a lot, whether it's punting or kicking field goals. He's hitting pretty good field goals right now from about 35 yards with ease. That's something to keep an eye on, but his punting abilities. The number 31, Abdul Smar, 6 foot, 175 pound senior, one of the leaders on their team as well. If he's able to flip the field on us when they have to punt and make us go the distance, long distance, 80, 70, 90 yards, could be huge. If their offense is able to move the ball, but maybe stalls against this Lionside defense, if he can put points on the board, we saw how important field goals are even last week. So he's my tradition for an impact player tonight for the Drew High Titans.
Looking at their defense, I'm going with number 4, and that's Deshaun Bush. Deshaun's only 5'7", 155. He's not a real big kid, but he's very, very active in the secondary of the Drew Titans. He comes up a lot and runs support. I really think that he'll come up tonight and have to make plays for them against our running game. But also, as I said earlier, I think we might try to open it up and throw a little bit. So I think that Sean Bush is going to have a big night. He'll probably be matched up on our best receiver all night. But he is a senior. He's a good player for them, and I really think he's going to have a good game for them to slow down our offense. So my impact player for the Drew Titans defense is number 4, Sean Bush.
Defensively for Drew, they run a 4-3 offense. So the defensive ends, in my opinion, are really going to be strong. And I'm looking at number 6, Latrion, and I hope I haven't butchered that name. I'm sorry. But Latrion Temple is a defensive end. He's going to have an impact tonight, and he is my traditions flooring impact player of the game for the Drew High defense.
Bill, I'm standing here now with head coach Randy McPherson. Coach, last week you had a big win. It was an emotional win. You got off to a good start so far this year. What do you tell your team, and what do you work on this week to keep them focused and remind them that you got to take each week, one week at a time?
Well, we want to get better, but this tonight's going to tell a lot about us, you know. But we played with a lot of spirit and a lot of emotion last week. We don't want to be one of these teams that's up and down. You know, I told them, if you want to win this region, you're going to have to get better. You're going to have to play with more emotion each week, regardless of who you're playing, regardless of what the radio people say. You know, you got a daggum play, and that's what you tell them.
Well, Coach, one area that you've mentioned this week multiple times that y'all got to play and get better at is your special team. Obviously, we had some breakdowns last week. Had some bright spots, too. Tyson Harris has fielded several punts the first two games cleanly and done a good job with that. Coach, how did you address that this week? What did you do in practice to try to improve your special teams?
Well, we just went back to work on it and told them that, you know, nobody on the team made any mistakes on purpose, you know, whether he was snapping, holding, or kicking. I mean, we've been kicking the ball since May, and we were very good at it, and I still think we're good at it.
Well, and the last time I checked, we're still 2-0, too, so they hadn't caught us yet. Well, Coach, looking at your defense, they've had a great start so far this year. You've given up 159 yards and 155 yards in the first two weeks. You talk to us each and every year and each and every week about not giving up big plays. But what is it about this team that is able to allow them to keep the big plays at a minimum and control the other team's offense so far this year?
You know, they know the defense we're running. You know, giving up a big play is about having your eyes in the right spot when the ball moves, being smart. And I like to feel like we got a smart defense. They're a hungry defense. They want to prove themselves out here again tonight. And hopefully we can get even better.
Well, Coach, I know you're ready to get to your team and do some warm-ups. Got one last question for you. We don't know a whole lot about Drew, but we know they got a lot of athletes. What have you seen on film, and what do you expect from Drew tonight?
Defensively, they're 4-3 with speed everywhere. Offensively, the quarterback's a dual-threat guy, really fantastic athlete. Their skill people are fast. I mean, you know, we're going to have to play good.
Well, Coach, I lied to you. One more question. What are the keys to stopping them? If they're so fast and they're so talented, what are the keys to the game tonight, in your opinion?
I think the first key defensively is, you know, we already talked about the big play, but just start out the game and let them know that we're going to be more physical than them from the very first snap to the end of the game. You know, that's what defense is all about.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight, and thank you for talking with us. Guys, you heard it there. We got to be more physical. That's what he wants to see tonight. He wants emotion, and he wants physical, and he doesn't want to let down. So let's see how we come out and start off this third game of the 2014 season.
Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring Coaches interview, and that wraps up our Traditions Flooring Impact Players and Coaches interview segment. Remember, make an impact on your home by choosing Traditions Flooring. We're about 21 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a three-minute break. You're listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau of Lowndes County Countdown to Kickoff on the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. You are listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau of Lowndes County Insurance Countdown to Kickoff. As the clock says now, just under 18 minutes before kickoff, as tonight our Lowndes High Vikings will take on the Titans of Drew High School from Clayton County, a suburb of Atlanta, a 5A school, very new, as we've already talked about. That school just started playing varsity football around 2010-2011.
Yeah, four-year-old school. You know, you gotta expect a little bit of learning curve. You know, especially coming down here. But Coach is right, and he said in his interview with Marty, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And he thinks that us is one of those premier programs. It's still going to be a test for us tonight. You know, both teams are still out on the field. Lowndes is kind of going back into the locker room now. They're in their traditional crimson uniform with crimson pants and the brand new crimson helmet. Bill, Drew is out on the field with their white jersey, white pants, gold numbers, gold helmet. Bear with us on the numbers tonight if you are tuning in online, maybe from the Riverdale area. We're going to try our best to see those numbers. It's kind of hard sometimes with those gold numbers.
Yeah,
on white
you did mention, though, they do have a blue or a black outline, yeah. So it does kind of define the number. It's a little easier.
That's right.
I want to remind our listeners, every Tuesday night, 6:45 p.m., right here on 99.5 Kicks Country, it's the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, brought to you by Deloach Body Works. And it will be live beginning this Tuesday at 6:45 from the Mill Pizzeria. There in Remerton. That's right there in Remerton Square, just down from the mall area, probably not even a mile. Right across from one of our friends, Spirit Embroidery.
That's
so
right.
It's right in that area before you get to the college down that direction. Really nice family atmosphere, family-friendly, great food prices as well.
Absolutely, Bill. Yeah, you can get a buffet and a drink for under $7 or $8, I believe $8,
yeah.
I think. So it's very friendly for the family. We get to hear Coach Matt. We're going to put the game
on the overhead
screen
if
we can work all that out. But, yeah, real excited about getting out of the studio, being in a place where we can get together and eat a good meal. You know, it's about 15 minutes till kickoff. Crowd's filling in real nicely. Looks like they've got, three-quarters full maybe. What do you think?
Yeah, James, it's getting there.
Marty's got a better vantage point than I do. But we're filling up pretty nicely here. Visitor side, you know, the section of the visitor side is doing pretty good as well. So it's going to be a fun night. I'm really excited about the little bit Now, I don't want to say cool because we're not fall yet.
Exactly.
But it's a lot.
We're still in shorts there. It's not that.
Still a lot cooler than what it's been previously at kickoff time in early September. So, yeah, the weather looks like the clouds maybe have broken up a little bit. Yeah. I don't see the real dark clouds anymore. Marty, what's it look like behind us over the press box?
Dark. Very, very dark. And it's actually starting to sprinkle a little bit. You see some of the fans bringing out ponchos, jackets, but it definitely, we're on the edge of it. Behind us is definitely dark, and hopefully that's not coming this way. But the crowd is here, and I'm proud of that. You know, with the bad weather looming and the big week last week, you know, sometimes you have a tendency to have a letdown, not only on the football field, but sometimes in the crowd as well. But they're here. They aren't filling up, but it's about three quarters, like you said. So proud to see that. I do want to mention talking with some of the officials and the coaches over from Charles Drew High School. One of their young men, his parents, his family was traveling to the game, had a wreck on the interstate. My understanding, the mother was actually airlifted. So I'd just like to say that on behalf of all the Lounge fans and the Lounge program that we hope she's okay, we hope the family's okay, and of course our thoughts, our prayers are with them, and we wish them the best and hope that everything works out well there.
Absolutely, Marty. I think we echo that thought across all of the Lounge Tide fan base. We hope everything's okay, and especially that young man who might be playing football here tonight.
Yeah, that's got to be weighing heavy on his heart as he thinks about that. Hopefully the family member, the mother, is okay and more precautionary type thing that she was airlifted and hopefully in good care now. But our thoughts and prayers go with that family for sure. Do want to remind everybody about thevikingvoice.com, our website. You can go to that anytime. It's www.thevikingvoice.com. You can keep up with the schedule as well as stats that we do here live during the game. We upload that in the evening, and they are available to our fans usually that night or by the next morning at the latest. You can also hear the rebroadcast of this game as well as the Lounge High Coaches Show. We put all that on there for your convenience, as well as we've got that archive for the last now going on about 8 or 9 years. So you can go back and listen to games from 2007 and forward, as well as the Coaches Show. So be sure and stop by thevikingvoice.com. We're going to take another 3-minute break. When we come back, we should be just about ready for getting close to coin toss. There's about 13 minutes left here on the game clock right now, getting ready for kickoff. You're listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County Countdown to Kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. And welcome back inside the Commercial Banking Company press box. You are listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County Countdown to Kickoff. As the game clock has 9 minutes and 12 seconds, the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen have taken the field. The tubas, the drums, the dance line, the flag corps, and waiting on the rest of the band, and it is an exciting thing right here at Martin Stadium to see these guys come out as it just gets no more exciting when the band gets out here, adds to the pageantry of high school football, and it's a great, phenomenal night right here at Martin Stadium as we welcome into the press box our voice of the Vikings, Wes James. How's it going, Wes?
I'm doing just fine, doing just fine. Just came back upstairs and being down on the field, and it's going to be, I'll tell you what, you're going to see a lot of fight out of the Titans.
Yeah, I think so.
I just talked to him.
And, we just got a text that we heard Trey Jackson, freshman at Georgia Tech. I do see him down here to our right. We'll try and get a few words with him a little later on in tonight's game.
Yeah, he said he was going to try to come up at halftime and talk with you, Taylor.
Good deal. Well, you hear the band in the background as we will be hearing the national anthem pretty soon. We'll take our standard 2-minute break when that happens. But, Wes, you had a chance to get down on the field. I know I saw you talking to players and coaches. What's your impression of Drew High School?
Drew High School, Bill, to be just honest like they're supposed to be, they're a little smaller than our guys, but there's a lot of fight and a lot of spirit in them. They were out going through their warm-ups with precision, and they're very serious about coming up here. And they're talking to their coaches. They said, we know we're, on paper, we know we're overmatched. Said, however, when you tee it off, that's when it's 11 against 11, and it don't matter who or what or when or how. You got to play football, And if we don't come to play football, we're going to find ourselves in a ball game. However, we come out and play like we did against Plant, it could be pretty ugly for Drew for a little bit. And I don't mean that disrespectfully, but when you get the disparity in the programs like that.
Yeah, there really is. Lounside, Georgia, Bridgman have taken their formation in the field. They'll play America the Beautiful and the National Anthem. And because of that, we'll take a two-minute break here as we are winding down the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance Countdown to Kickoff here before the game of Lounside Vikings and the Drew High Titans. We'll be right back after this two-minute break on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back inside the Commercial Banking Company press box. I'm Bill Osborne, alongside the voice of the Vikings, Wes James. To my left is Taylor Biddle, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, and that's the whole crew of TheVikingVoice.com. We want to thank all of our sponsors here for the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance Countdown to Kickoff, as well as all the sponsors that help bring you Lounge High football, the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Get out to TheVikingVoice.com, check out the website, see all those people. Be sure and tell them thank you for their support of Lounge High Athletics. Wes, that clock says 2:23. We ought to be getting captains here pretty soon, and it's just going to be a great night of football.
And, Bill, I would like to at this time, on behalf of Lounge High School and the Viking Voice, welcome all the Drew Titans fans who could not make the trip down, who are listening to it via the Internet. And just one word of warning, we are Viking fans. There's no two ways about it. We are the Viking broadcast crew. However, the one thing we pride ourselves on is we're very respectful of the other team, their athletes, and their abilities. Taylor?
Got captains first for the visiting Drew Titans, number 7, Joseph Newman, number 21, Angelo Reed, and number 56, Richard Fallow. And
yeah,
for your Lounge High Vikings, like number 50, Joseph Smith, number 12, Ryan Hobbs, number 52, Dwayne Hart, and number 10, Nate Brantley.
And those will be your captains for tonight. I do want to, again, for the Drew fans listening, we absolutely welcome you to the broadcast and wish your team very well, and, of course, safe travels home as well. And if we butcher some names, we are so sorry. We try to do our best as we look through some of the names, and sometimes you just run across some that they just don't fit. We try to do our pronunciations as best we can, but up front we want to apologize sometimes as we'll hit some of those names. I know, for instance, I really talked about him as one of my impact players, number 6, Lady Rion Temple. I'm not sure exactly how you
Latreon.
Latreon. So, again, see, I already hit one, but we'll try and do better at that. But welcome to the broadcast, and we hope you enjoy it. Be sure and check out our website, www.thevikingvoice.com, for tonight's stats. We've got not only our stats, we keep stats for both teams on our system, and that'll be uploaded to our website a little later on tonight. Thanks to Page Heating and Air for their support of our live in-game stats.
Bill, the captain's now coming out on the field, coming down the sidelines.
Yeah, we'll have the coin toss right here for you as Marty's down on the field, and he'll go out with the officials.
I'm sure y'all have already talked about it. There's military appreciation night.
Oh, thank you, yes.
And we will have somebody, my understanding, somebody from the military was going to do the coin toss, but I don't see him down on the field with the officials, so it may be just the officials, but it is military appreciation night, and we all have loved ones or family members, friends in the military, and we can never say enough about them and the service that they provide, the men and women of our military, all our armed forces, along with all our civil services, fire departments and police departments.
Yeah, there you have a military member there with the official, and he'll for sure, I'm sure, do the ceremonial coin toss. And young lady in the Air Force. Of course, we are extremely proud of Moody Air Force Base here in the Valdosta Lowndes County area. What an impact they are on our community, and not only just from an economic impact, but what these people do that come to Moody Air Force Base and how they involve themselves.
Bill, stop, look, listen, here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Things here. we have a penalty. I'll call for Captain White or Captain Red. I'll give you best option first. Turn around and take a look at your sidelines, okay, so your coaches tell you what to do. All right. I won't put up with any yeah-yeah, guys. Talk to your own teammates. Make a good play. Smart. Don't stand over anybody, okay? All right. Let me show you my coin, guys. This is a silver dollar. This is heads, gentlemen. Drew, you're the visiting team. It's your call, sir. What's your call? He called heads, sir. If I drop it, we'll reflip it. It is heads. What you want to call?
Yes, sir.
All right, stay right here. Deferred. That means, Red, you want the football.
Yes, sir.
Your coach said you want to defend the south end, so White, you go this way. Red, you come with me this way.
Guys, they win the toss. They led it to the first, so we will be receiving the opening kickoff.
And there you go. That's how it's going to start. As Drew had won the toss, deferred, so the Vikings will receive the ball to start the game. As 12 minutes on the clock, normally we got a little bit of spare time here where we take our final minute break, but we're going to keep it right here. And again, we want to thank everybody for joining us right here at the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. Be sure and join us next Friday night as well. 7 o'clock, we'll bring you the impact players who we think will make an impact on the next week's game, as well as get you set up for the game that we'll be playing against Rockdale County. That'll be next Friday night right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We do it every Friday night during the football season, and it'll be at 7 o'clock as it'll be the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. Thank you for joining.